good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Ralph Winterroad Show, and I am Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, coming to you live out of Alaska. I hope you had a good 4th of July, Independence Day. I've been feeling a little poorly here, but that's fine. I wonder how many people really understand what the 4th of July is about. I'm going to cover some things today on our NISA, on the secret courts, and various other subjects here, including Obama, the Declaration of Independence, how that reprobate, treasonous Mephistopheles, he'd make a good runner-up for an Antichrist. I don't know what this guy is. He is so evil, and his minions. It just leaves me speechless anymore. And we're in trouble, folks. And if we don't get off our tushes and start fighting and get out there and expose what's going on with knowledge, I mean, there is no constitutional republic. There has been a complete coup d'etat. It's overthrown. We have a totalitarian dictatorship. And that's a fact. And it's being run by things called agencies that don't have anything to do with our constitutional republic at all. And the only way, they might as well be sitting in China. Who's writing all this stuff? And people just don't get it. I don't know. You try to give them evidence of these things, and their eyes gloss over. They're not interested. It's me, me, me. Well, guess what? Me, me, me. One of these days, me, there is nobody left but me. And when they come for you, then what are we going to do? We'll be back in a minute.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we're back here, and I didn't get out to any of the parades or anything. It's so discouraging when you go out, when I used to go and you talk to people there. They don't have a, most of them don't have a clue what the hell's going on. And to defame the July 4th, 1776, the Declaration of Independence, is unbelievable. I'm still of the opinion that this regime shall live in infamy. That's the way it looks to me. Everything they're doing is just unshocking. I'm going to play a clip here, and it's about the Declaration of Independence. Now, the Declaration of Independence is our founding document. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And let's listen to what Obama does at a Hispanic. He's speaking, trying to get the Mexican vote, or whatever the hell they are. I mean, hell, I don't know what to call any all these groups anymore. They keep changing their names, Latinos, Mexicans, Hispanic. Who the hell cares? If you're an American citizen, get the hell out of my country. Anyway, listen to what Obama, he leaves out that they are. He puts in endowed, and he leaves out by their Creator. Listen very carefully. Our founding document, the head criminal we got in our totalitarian dictatorship. Go ahead and let's play the clip, please.
So let me close by saying this. Long before America was even an idea, this land of plenty was home to many peoples. The British and French, the Dutch and Spanish, to Mexican, to countless Indian tribes. We all shared the same land. We didn't always get along, but over the centuries, what eventually bound us together, what made us all Americans, was not a matter of blood, it wasn't a matter of birth. It was faith and fidelity to the shared values that we all hold so dear. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed with certain inalienable rights, life and liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what makes us unique. That's what makes us strong.
Well, isn't that amazing? It's also unalienable rights, not inalienable rights. He leaves out by their Creator that they are endowed, puts the word endowed by their Creator. He leaves that out. You think that's not intentional? This regime shall live in infamy. I will play a couple of clips today from Ronald Reagan. I could listen to, I didn't vote for Kennedy, but he did a lot of good things, tried to, even his brother, and they got killed. They were assassinated. Reagan did some of the greatest speeches that this country's had. And we're going to, let's do the next clip here on who are the heroes in this country. Are we without any countries? Clip 183.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom, and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Now, let's contrast this with the despicable scum of the earth, domestic enemies, Hillary Rodham Clinton, the DOD guy, Panera, and Obama. Well, let's get around and let's play the next clip. Let's play the clip and see what happened in Benghazi.
Any of the requests, any of the cables having to do to secure with security did not come to my attention. Any of the requests, any of the cables having to do to secure with security did not come to my attention. What difference at this point does it make? What difference at this point does it make? What difference at this point does it make?
A Monday morning quarterbacking going on here. Basic principle is that you don't deploy forces into harm's way without knowing what's going on, without having some real-time information. A Monday morning quarterbacking going on here. Basic principle is that you don't deploy forces into harm's way without knowing what's going on, without having some real-time information.
Is there a difference here? I think that's the motto. The words that sum it up. What difference at this point does it make? Fast and furious. Oh, they get around and sanction Obama or Holder, our imposter attorney general. Giving arms, not trying to track them, to use to take away our Second Amendment rights. What difference at this point, does it make? IRS, oh, gets up and just lies or so, oh, I didn't do anything wrong, and then wants the protections of the Fifth Amendment. Benghazi, they just lie their butts off. We'd never have an open attack on American citizens anywhere in the frickin' damn world. And knowingly, when they call for help and help is on its way, and then tell them to stand down? And people get around and it's just like it's water off a duck's back. They talk about Hillary Clinton for presidential candidate. I wouldn't get around and I would not, if she was drowning, I'd say, I got to go get a permit. Despicable. And Obama's knee-deep in it. Panetta, knee-deep in it. Well, we don't know if we can get around and go over there and save them or not, so we just won't go. That's the way America, the citadel of liberty and freedom in our country. This is what we project to the world. If we allow this to stand, we're doomed. This should just literally, we never allow that to happen. USS Liberty, Johnson. Israel attacked the USS Liberty, attacked during the Six-Day War. That is documented. Israel did it with jets. They attacked our ship, knowing it was our ship. Yeah, it was an intelligence ship. It was out in international waters. They got around and brought in planes and put the stuff onto to flames. I can't think what it's called right now. I was freaking mad. And they had boats out there that tried a torpedo. One of them went through the ship and they shot down lifeboats. Admitted. Confirmed. Back in a minute.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
I'm back here, continuing on. There's another president that did this. Johnson. In the Six-Day War, Israelis attacked an American ship, knowingly attacked the USS Liberty. And that's documented. And that's a fact. There's no way it didn't happen. They put flammable stuff, I still can't think what it's called here, on the ship to catch it on fire. It's absolutely astounding. Napalm. Thank you. They put napalm on the ship to burn it. Burn American people, citizens, our military. They shot torpedoes. They had torpedo boats there to try to torpedo it, make sure it sank. Whatever hit it, however they did it, I don't know how they pulled it off. They launched three lifeboats. Those ships, Israeli ships, knowingly destroyed the lifeboats so they couldn't get off the ship. Aircraft carrier commander sent jets. Dean Russ called and told him to stand down. The aircraft carrier, the guy that was in charge, said, "No way, Jose." President Johnson got on and issued a direct order. Stand down. Bring our jets back. Let the Israelis go ahead and do what the hell they want. That happened. That's a fact. Levant, Israel did that again over in Egypt. They got around and were bombing. Then this is documented too. They were English and American places over there at theaters and stuff, trying to put it under the Arabs. Of course, the Mossad got caught. Some of the people were Mossad, the Israeli, and they confessed. But to abandon Americans that are under attack, Johnson should have been tried for treason. So should Obama, Panetta, Hillary Rotten Clinton. These are acts of treason, lying about it. God, what a despicable bunch of people. I don't know what to say. It's beyond words. We knowingly abandoned, told to stand down, and from what I've been able to determine, the two SEALs over there weren't even armed. They went over there, weren't there, and they went over there, and they killed a whole bunch of the other side with weapons that they picked up. I think that's correct. 40 of them or something, I don't remember, like 40 or 60 out of a whole bunch of them before they finally killed them. America cannot stand if we adopt and allow these dictators that are in power today. Just absolutely astounding that we would allow. I mean, this is so humongous. It's something that cannot be allowed under any circumstances. Richards, New Hampshire. Question or comment?
Yeah, let's talk about the Liberty, Ralph. All right. What happened in the morning? Before they attacked the Liberty, the Israeli jets were flying over, and they saw the ensign flying on the aft, and they were dipping their wings, telling that they knew that this ship was an American ship. And when you dip your wings, it's more or less of an acknowledgement that they know who you are, right? And finally, what happened is when they started attacking it, what they did, the Liberty, what they did is they sent out a mayday. And it went to the Saratoga. It was an aircraft carrier. And what happened is they started releasing the planes. and the plane started heading towards the Liberty, and then Johnson called them back. And what happened after that is that 34 American men, sailors, well, I don't know, they were probably with the CIA or intelligence and stuff like that, but 34 of them were killed by the Israelis, right? And what they did is they were able to get into Malta. And what they had to do is they had to make a makeshift raft, so that way they could put the 33 bodies on the raft because they were starting to, decompose and stuff like that. And anyways, when they got to Malta, all right, they were interviewed by Admiral Fox. I don't know if you heard of him.
No, I have not.
And then McCain, Admiral McCain, he was the one that was in charge, too. So another McCain, right?
Oh, yeah.
And what happened is they were all sworn to secrecy that they could not reveal under penalties, right, that they were attacked by the Israelis.
Now, that's the McCain that is the father of the McCain, the senator,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the clown that we have now in Arizona.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Another treasonous bastard. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, can I tell you a story real quick about McCain?
Sure, absolutely. It's quite interesting. Go ahead.
Okay, McCain, all right, basically what he did, when he got captured, all right, and he went to the Hanoi Hilton, all right, I don't know if you're aware of this, but when he came out of the Hanoi Hilton, he weighed 22 pounds more than when he went in.
Really?
Yeah, most people aren't aware of that. And what he did for these 22 pounds, all right, he was giving the information at the altitude and the coordinates that the planes were coming in, the bomb. North Vietnam, and then he gave the coordinates and the altitude when the planes were leaving.
Hold on, we'll finish the story after the break. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, we're back from break. Let's go ahead, Richard.
All right. The other thing would happen is that, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but when the B-52s, when they were going into North Vietnam, right, their coordinates were compromised to the point, Ralph, where all the B-52 pilots, they went on strike. This was never put out in the paper, but they went on strike because they knew that their coordinates had been compromised by someone, right? Mm-hmm. And when they rescued all the POWs from the Hanoi Hilton, right? When they came back to the United States, every one of them got a hike in rank, right? Except for one. Guess who that one was that never got a hike in rank? McCain.
Really?
Because they knew the United States, they knew that he had compromised all the coordinates of the planes that were coming in and going out and the B-52s. And they should have strung him up. That's what they should have done. But seeing that his grandfather was an admiral, his father was an admiral, they decided that, you know, they were going to let bygones be bygones. And then, Ralph, they said that everything that happened in the Hanoi Hilton had to stay, you know, in the Hanoi Hilton. Nobody was allowed to tell the truth. But now some of the people, the survivors now, they're all my age, probably 66, 67, 68. And they're basically saying, Ralph, to hell with it. You know, we might as well just let the truth come out. And that's what's been happening. It's been leaking out little by little about what McCain did in Vietnam when he was captured.
Well, he also supposedly started the forestal fire on that aircraft carrier with a wet start.
Yeah, well, he also, I think he crashed like four planes.
Five, it says.
Yeah, four, okay, yeah. Five. I know it was either four or five. And usually after two planes, you wash out.
Mm-hmm.
You're all done. You can't be a pilot. But seeing where his, grandfather and his father were admirals, well, I guess, you're born with a silver wing in your mouth, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it's forestal fire killed 134 sailors.
Oh, yeah.
Injured 161 on an aircraft carrier.
This
was something done by Mr. McCain on a wet start on a jet. Started all this nonsense.
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy's rotten to the core. I mean, he was compromised by the communists, anyways. North Vietnamese and everyone else. So, I mean, if we're going to get anything, I mean, look what he's doing now. I mean, he went to Syria for crying out loud. With Al Qaeda.
Yeah.
I mean, he's hand in hand with them, man. It's like, hey, you come over here, you can kill us, you can go around the. I'm telling you, Robert, this we're gone. We don't have any leaders left now in Washington D.C. None whatsoever.
Well, we got a little bit left, but it's really serious. And I really thank you for calling in with that information because I didn't get back to research it all out. I want to talk about something else that I'll get into the next hour, but it's really good information because McCain he's just as bad as Obama.
Oh yeah, he's devious.
He is. They're just the scum of the earth. They're domestic enemies. I don't know what you want to call them. They may not be the Antichrist, but boy, they can sure work for a good substitute against our country.
I don't know how come the information about McCain, what he did, hasn't really leaked out on the front pages. He must have some awful good pull. I'll tell you that.
Oh yeah, I would agree. I mean, it's just amazing what that man did.
Oh,
absolutely.
He should have been strung up.
Yeah,
all the guys.
The Manchurian Candidate?
Oh, all the pilots that he killed. I mean, think of all the pilots that weren't captured and were killed because of what he did.
Well, they wanted to string him up off of that USS Forrestal when they got through with all that.
They should have.
They should have.
Right, I'm going to let you go, Ralph.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Good bit of information that we don't know. I mean, we don't know what these people are about. It's just absolutely astounding. I'm going to do a clip here, so we got time of it yet. A clip of a speech from Ronald Reagan. You'll never hear from any politician today, probably. It's got some music with it because it came out of his library. But let's go ahead and play clip 181.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take pride in presenting a thoughtful address by Ronald Reagan. Mr. Reagan.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you and good evening. The sponsor has been identified, but unlike most television programs, the performer hasn't been provided with a script. As a matter of fact, I have been permitted to choose my own words and discuss my own ideas regarding the choice that we face in the next few weeks. I have spent most of my life as a Democrat. I recently have seen fit to follow another course. I believe that the issues confronting us cross party lines. Now, one side in this campaign has been telling us that the issues of this election are the maintenance of peace and prosperity. The line has been used, we've never had it so good. But I have an uncomfortable feeling that this prosperity isn't something on which we can base our hopes for the future. No nation in history has ever survived a tax burden that reached a third of its national income. Today, 37 cents out of every dollar earned in this country is the tax collector's share. And yet our government continues to spend $17 million a day more than the government takes in. We haven't balanced our budget 28 out of the last 34 years. We've raised our debt limit three times in the last 12 months. And now our national debt is 1.5 times bigger than all the combined debts of all the nations of the world. We have $15 billion in gold in our treasury. We don't own an ounce. Foreign dollar claims are $27.3 billion. And we've just had announced that the dollar of 1939 will now purchase 45 cents in its total value. As for the peace that we would preserve, I wonder who among us would like to approach the wife or mother whose husband or son has died in South Vietnam and ask them if they think this is a peace that should be maintained indefinitely. Do they mean peace, or do they mean we just want to be left in peace? There can be no real peace while one American is dying someplace in the world for the rest of us. We're at war with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars. And it's been said if we lose that war, and in so doing lose this way of freedom of ours, history will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening. But I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers. Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth. And this idea that government is beholden to the people, that it has no other source of power except the sovereign people, is still the newest and the most unique idea in all the long history of man's relation to man. This is the issue of this election. Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. You and I are told increasingly we have to choose between a left or right. Well, I'd like to suggest there is no such thing as a left or right. There's only an up or down. Man's old age dream, the ultimate in individual freedom consistent with law and order, or down to the ant heap of totalitarianism. And regardless of their sincerity, their humanitarian motives, those who would trade our freedom for security have embarked on this downward course. In this vote harvesting time, they use terms like the Great Society. Or, as we were told a few days ago by the president, we must accept a greater government activity in the affairs of the people. But they've been a little more explicit in the past, and among themselves, and all of the things I now will quote have appeared in print. These are not Republican accusations. For example, they have voices that say the Cold War will end through our acceptance of a not undemocratic socialism. Another voice says the profit motive has become outmoded. It must be replaced by the incentives of the welfare state, or our traditional system of individual freedom is incapable of solving the complex problems of the 20th century. Senator Fulbright has said at Stanford University that the Constitution is outmoded. He referred to the president as our moral teacher and our leader, and he says he is hobbled in his task by the restrictions of power imposed on him by this antiquated document. He must be freed so that he can do for us what he knows is best. And Senator Clark of Pennsylvania, another articulate spokesman, defines liberalism as meeting the material needs of the masses through the full power of centralized government. Well, I for one resent it when a representative of the people refers to you and me, the free men and women of this country, as the masses. This is a term we haven't applied to ourselves in America. But beyond that, the full power of centralized government, this was the very thing the founding fathers sought to minimize. They knew that governments don't control things. A government can't control the economy without controlling people. And they know when a government sets out to do that, it must use force and coercion to achieve its purpose. They also knew, those founding fathers, that outside of its legitimate functions, government does nothing as well or as economically as the private sector of the economy. Because he'll find out that we've had a decline of 5 million in the farm population under these government programs. He'll also find that the Democratic administration has sought to get from Congress extension of the farm program to include that three-fourths that is now free. He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil. At the same time, there's been an increase in the Department of Agriculture employees. There's now one for every 30 farms in the United States. The wheat farmers voted against a wheat program. The government passed it anyway. Now the price of bread goes up, the price of wheat to the farmer goes down. Meanwhile, back in the city, under urban renewal, the assault on freedom carries on. Private property rights so diluted that public interest is almost anything a few government planners decide it should be. In a program that takes from the needy and gives to the greedy, we see such spectacles as in Cleveland, Ohio. $1.5 million building completed only 3 years ago must be destroyed to make way for what government officials call a more compatible use of the land. Yet any time you and I question the schemes of the do-gooders, we're denounced as being against their humanitarian goal. They say we're always against things, we're never for anything. Well, the trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so. But we're against those entrusted with this program when they practice deception regarding its fiscal shortcomings. When they charge that any criticism of the program means that we want to end payments to those people who depend on them for a livelihood. They've called it insurance to us in 100 million pieces of literature. But then they appeared before the Supreme Court, and they testified it was a welfare program. They only used the term insurance to sell it to the people. And they said Social Security dues are a tax for the general use of the government. And the government has used that tax. There is no fund. Because Robert Byers, the actuarial head, appeared before a congressional committee and admitted that Social Security, as of this moment, is $298 billion in the hole. At the same time, can't we introduce voluntary features that would permit a citizen who can do better on his own to be excused upon presentation of evidence that he had made provision for the non-earning years? Should we not allow a widow with children to work and not lose the benefits supposedly paid for by her deceased husband? Shouldn't you and I be allowed to declare who our beneficiaries will be under this program, which we cannot do? I think we're for telling our senior citizens that no one in this country should be denied medical care because of a lack of funds. But I think we're against forcing all citizens, regardless of need, into a compulsory government program, especially when we have such examples as was announced last week when France admitted that their Medicare program is now bankrupt. They've come to the end of the road. But we're against doling out money government to government, creating bureaucracy, if not socialism, all over the world. We set out to help 19 countries. We're helping 107. We've spent $146 billion. With that money, we've bought a $2 million yacht for Haile Selassie. We bought dress suits for Greek undertakers. extra wives for Kenya government officials. We bought 1,000 TV sets for a place where they have no electricity. In the last 6 years, 52 nations have bought $7 billion worth of our gold, and all 52 are receiving foreign aid from this country. No government ever voluntarily reduces itself in size, so government programs once launched never disappear. Actually, a government bureau is the nearest thing to eternal life we'll ever see on this earth. Federal employees number 2.5 million. And federal, state, and local, 1 out of 6 of the nation's workforce employed by government. These proliferating bureaus with their thousands of regulations have cost us many of our constitutional safeguards. How many of us realize that today federal agents can invade a man's property without a warrant? They can impose a fine without a formal hearing, let alone a trial by jury. And they can seize and sell his property at auction to enforce the payment of that fine. In Chico County, Arkansas, James Weir overplanted his rice allotment. The government obtained a $17,000 judgment, and a U.S. Marshal sold his 960-acre farm at auction. The government said it was necessary as a warning to others to make the system work. Because back in 1936, Mr. Democrat himself, Al Smith, the great American, came before the American people and charged that the leadership of his party was taking the party of Jefferson, Jackson, and Cleveland down the road under the banners of Marx, Lenin, and Stalin. And he walked away from his party and he never returned till the day he died. Because to this day, the leadership of that party has been taking that party, that honorable party, down the road in the image of the Labor Socialist Party of England. Now, it doesn't require expropriation or confiscation of private property or business to impose socialism on a people. What does it mean whether you hold the deed to the, or the title to your business or property if the government holds the power of life and death over that business or property? And such machinery already exists. The government can find some charge to bring against any concern it chooses to prosecute. Every businessman has his own tale of harassment. Somewhere a perversion has taken place. Our natural unalienable rights are now considered to be a dispensation of government. And freedom has never been so fragile, so close to slipping from our grasp as it is at this moment. And that is the issue of this campaign that makes all the other problems I've discussed academic. Unless we realize we're in a war that must be won. Alexander Hamilton said a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? Thank you very much.
Well, do you think we're ever going to hear a politician issue a speech like that today? No. Ron Paul, maybe Rand Paul to some degree. Michelle Bachmann's done some in some limited degrees in this area. Back in a minute.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. Camping Survival.
Well, we're back from break here. And going to get into the TSA, or I'm sorry, NSA, and their secret courts. I sent out a DVKid, sent out just an absolutely great article. And I sent that out, and I'm going to quote a little bit from what she said. Because when it comes from somebody of this far up the ladder, we got something to think about here. Blackmail. She's talking about NSA, Obama, Roberts, Congress. How deep does it go? The bottom, something that what I've already talked about, if NSA has all this information, they can pick anybody they want, and I guarantee you, just from phone calls and emails, and now that we know they're monitoring the mail, too, and front and back, so basically everything is available that you have any communications with, including if you have a cell phone, you have a government mic turned on. They can control the whole government. All they got to do is find the dirt on them. Spitzer, Attorney General for New York, I forget what he was going after. All of a sudden, he's got a mistress. Pateros, the God General, all of a sudden, he's got a mistress. Then they go away. They never get to the substantive issues of what they were doing. They can control anybody. She's talking in this article, which I sent out, by the way. We're talking about here. She said, has NSA... meaning past and current directors and a close cabal used information illegally harvested by blackmail, Barry Satoro, A.K. Obama, Chief Justice Roberts, and members of Congress? Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, John Roberts, stunned the country when he hallucinated Obamacare's attacks. And that's, by the way, in 5008. And says there, it goes right in the Supreme Court decision. It's hortatory. It's by extortion, and there is no legal penalty, no remedy. If you don't do it, it's no. We're just going to extort it out of you. Continuing, literally from coast to coast, everyone from court watchers to TV pundits to the man on the street were absolutely shocked. How could this be? Let me stop right there. First of all, they also, what Congress, this is in a decision out of the district court, or rather the District of Columbia Appellate Court, that what Congress cannot control directly, if they link it in any way to taxation, then they can control it. The Supreme Court said that's fine. And that's the reason why they did that, by the way. Continuing on. How could it be, indeed? I know people who live in Virginia but work in Washington, D.C. It has long been openly discussed Roberts is a sexual deviant. His marriage is only for public consumption. Add a couple of adorable little girls he and his wife adopted, and there you have a picture of an all-American family. Isn't this absolutely amazing? There is no question in my mind that Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Obama, is a sexual deviant. He's a switch hitter. all kinds of evidence on that. Also hiding behind a for public consumption marriage, Marxist, wife, racist, Michelle. I've read her thing that she did in college. She's a racist. His militant Marxist wife, Michelle, doesn't seem to mind as she lives like a queen off the sweat of our labor. There is no longer any question Satoru was and is forever constitutionally ineligible. There is no longer any question his birth certificate is a poor forgery as well as his selective service card, which is a felony. Was he born in Hawaii or Kenya? Who knows? There's certainly enough smoke to light a fire. He wasn't born in Hawaii. Do you believe this? This is just absolutely astounding. And if this is from somebody that's got a syndicated website and on shows and stuff. I mean, so we got to put some thing. And we're going to get into more in this secret court. Does America know what the hell is going on? No, not a clue.
How would you